I asked Scott today if you'll just share with us why you're here to worship, why you're grateful to God.
Well, I was reminded on the way over here how the world and the church think so differently. As we drove along, I saw this sign go by me, and it said, "Be thankful for seatbelts. They save lives." And I thought, okay, but that hardly makes a great big difference. I guess it does to the one wearing that seatbelt. But they're focused on the physical. And what I'm thankful for is that God works through people and that I get to be a part of that. When we first came to this church, we were struck by the feeling of family and the warmth and the outgoing and the just the welcoming that we felt when we came in and began to mingle through the people. And through the years that we've been here, I've had the opportunity to see a lot of change in some folks. A couple that I'm going to mention, hope they don't mind, but that I think, you know, if you know these people, you will say, yeah, there's been a change there. But one of the people I think of is Dan. I don't know, he usually sits over there somewhere. But Dan is someone, he leads a small group on Saturdays that I'm a part of. And I have seen great change in Dan. Dan has developed a love in his heart that now just overflows and goes out to people. When I first met Dan, he wasn't quite that way. And I know he was transitioning in a spiritual way from where he was to where he is now and to where God has taken him beyond. And there's lots of people working in his life, and I am now benefiting from those people working in his life that is overflowing into me. There's not a weekend that goes by that he doesn't come with an itinerary of verses for us to talk about that I don't walk away with something to chew on for the rest of the day and even for a week or two. And another person that that I've seen great growth in is my wife, Marilyn. One example of that would be, for several years, we have attempted to read through the Bible in a year. You know, you start off in January like everybody else with your ideas of what you're going to change and how you're going to make this work. And we will go for weeks or sometimes months, and usually, you know, before summer, we've given up on it because we're so far behind. And we'd have to spend a weekend just reading just to catch up. But this year, faithfully, Marilyn has gotten up at the crack of dawn sometimes and a little after that and others, but she's always got into the Word and she has always read, and I have seen great changes that God is doing in her life because of that. I know she came back from the ladies' retreat and she was all fired up, and just each year she's gaining more and more. In the first retreat, she is kind of questioning whether she even wanted to go or not. But I am thankful that I get to be part of what God is doing. And I get to be part, and the people that he is working in, they feed me as well as any outgoing that I'm able to give them.
Well, I'm going to ask you one more question. I was not expecting such a deep, because there's a lot to think about there. There's a lot to be grateful for in that. We had a conversation actually on Saturday and
yesterday.
Yes, that's right. It's yesterday. but in that, you told me something that you and Marilyn are now doing before you go into a place where, you know, especially they're going to be people who don't know Christ. Just share that with us real quick.
Something Marilyn and I have been trying to do is, before we go out to meet people, whether it's at a sailing club that we have and they have socials and stuff like that, we know that probably in excess of more than half of those folks are non-Christians. Or when we go and we meet family members that we know are especially non-Christians, but even the Christian ones, we try to lay out a never so small part of a game plan, or remind ourselves that we are involved in their lives and that we do have an opportunity here, and remind ourselves that the battlefield that you and I are in right now is for our mind and our hearts. And most of the time we live in a state of the tyranny or the urgent, whatever is happening right now is what we're thinking about. and it takes forethought to really be involved in people's lives. Quite often, the things that I see are all past. And I go, oh, man, there was a good opportunity right there. Oh, I should have done this. Oh, I should have done that. And if I had prepared my mind ahead of time to look for those things and to ask God to show me those things, then maybe I would have been able to take advantage of those. So we're beginning to try to do something along those lines.
Well, I think that's great. I think it's an example of how God is growing in your life and how you are participating in what he's doing and why God is blessing you for it.